It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback time on a Wednesday, and it's brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, we'll get you to the Rangers coming up next in a little while. The card Wednesday with that four-pack of passes. I figured since we were going to do some Rangers tickets and they're on a hot streak right now yet again, well, let's go to a guy who actually knew the Rangers pretty well. Owned them for a little bit there. Little Charlie Pride, ladies and gentlemen, to the year
1970.
We've done it before, but it's been a while. We need to take another trip, too.
Here's anybody going to San Antonio, Phoenix, Arizona.
Charlie Pride. Is anybody going to San Antonio? Written by a guy named Dave Kirby. Had some help from a guy named Glenn Martin, too. And a number one, Grammy-nominated, too, for Charlie Pride. Now, when it comes to these songwriters, Dave Kirby, born in Texas, actually, in Brady, but raised up in New Mexico, ended up in Nashville, became a songwriter. Earned a spot, too, along the way to being one of the nice session studio guitarists on a lot of famed recordings like Kenny Rogers' Lucille, Dolly Parton's Jolene, that's him playing it. Don Williams, I Believe in You, all him on guitar, Dave Kirby. And when he came to writing, he wrote some hits for Johnny Cash, Waylon Jennings, Gene Watson, and this for Charlie Pride. It originated when he was at one of those recording sessions, too, and somebody was simply leaving the studio and asked the very question, hey, is anybody going to San Antonio or Phoenix, Arizona? Which is, there was no follow-up question at the time. But I mean, they're a little ways away from each other. I'm not really sure exactly what that train route looked like at the moment. But either which way, that's what sparked this particular line with Dave, who decided, by the way, to go on that trip with the person that asked him. Don't know the name of that, too, but while he was on that particular trip is when he wrote this particular song. And then when he got back, he went up to Charlie Pride, who had a very, very successful publishing side of the whole music business there in Nashville. And he went to Charlie, and Charlie told them, he said, I don't really just take songs this way, because they just showed up on his doorstep outside his publishing company. But Charlie did listen to it. He said, I'll give you about 20 minutes. Didn't need all of it. Thought it was fantastic. And then he went in. Now, it was a little confusing, too, as Charlie was watching Johnny Carson one night. And a weird little note of this. A former New York Jets football player was Johnny's guest this evening, Blake Turner. And Blake gets up there and on stage, and he starts singing, Is Anyone Going to San Antonio? Charlie had not released the song yet. He was very confused. And he said, called up Dave Kirby, hey, did you give this song to anybody else? And they said, oh, there was this one guy who used to play football. Well, that recording never went anywhere, even though he made it on Carson. It's Charlie's that we remember.
Rain dripping off the brim of my hat.